Hello from Chicago. Well, two down and two to go. We've had a chance to meet two of the four Beatles. Paul and Linda McCartney were on our show not too many months ago, and we had a pleasant evening with George Harrison last night, and we're going to talk to him on the telephone in a minute, and that will give you a general idea of the fun that we did have. In fact, he is about to leave Chicago on a kind of a whirlwind tour thing. I'll give you a little bit of background about it. He's going to try and hit five cities in 5 days. That's why he could not be here in person. But he did have time to spend with a few of his friends in Chicago last night. A report on that is coming right up on The Roy Leonard Show.
Good Abend. Hier sind die drei fröhlichen Wellen von Radio Luxemburg. Am Mikrofon ihr George von The Beatles. Und Sie hören nun unsere neue Schallplatten. Guten Abend.
Hello.
George,
hi, Roy.
You throw a fantastic party.
Well, it was not bad considering, was it?
That was a super party, by the way. And listen, that dance you did at the end with that very delightful-looking young lady was really something. You've been practicing your steps.
Actually, I was just thought of a line, you know, when she said that, you know, I may be a lover, babe, but I ain't no dancer. I don't know what song that was in, but it came right into my mind.
You know, as we listened last night in Chicago to your new album, one of the things I think that captured us all was the happy music that George Harrison is now into.
Yeah, it certainly is, actually, especially when you see the movies, like those movies, because the song like Quackerbox Palace, if you don't see the film, it, all true love, actually, they could both be taken, you know, straight, but they really are comical. There's a lot of up music in the album.
You know, when you introduced those films to us last night, you mentioned Eric Idle, and of course, I've had the chance to interview a number of the Monty Python gang when they've come through Chicago.
Yeah.
You told us that they might use these films in Europe. Now, how? I mean, will they actually show them on television?
Oh, yeah. You know, Europe is sort of, particularly places like Holland, Belgium, Germany, France, you know, all those sort of countries. We've done it for years. I don't know if you ever saw those clips the Beatles made of Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane, Hey Jude and all that. They were made basically for television slots on pop shows around Europe, Australia and UK. But as we made those with Eric Idle, he was friendly with the people and was coming over to host the Saturday Night Show, and it was his suggestion maybe that they would like to show them, so they were really thrilled about it.
Listen, we're thrilled about the fact that you and Paul Simon will be together on Saturday Night Live on NBC, but can you give us a little hint as to what you might be doing Saturday night?
I'll probably just go and collect my share of the $3,000.
Yeah, I read about that.
I mean,
that.
It's very tempting, you know, $800, I could do with it.
My sweet caress.
Now listen, with all of the offers that have been made, in fact, you know, last night, the producer of this radio program, Pete Marino, gave you a copy of a new book, Growing Up with the Beatles.
Yeah.
Ron Schomburg, a 20-year-old guy from Kansas City, put this together. And you know, there are millions like these young men and ladies, 20 to 30 years old, grew up with the Beatles.
Naturally,
they want to see them in concert, and you would make so many people happy. And yet, I had a chance to talk to Paul when he was here in town with Linda and the Wings tour, and I asked him how Wings would compare to the Beatles. Paul said the Beatles would blow Wings away, or anybody else.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's very nice of him.
And, well, but listen, Sinatra's come back, Muhammad Ali has come back, Elvis has come back. The magic of the Beatles would be bigger.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's still a chance, I suppose. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, we never really knew it was going to happen then, and I just like that, I just, you know, don't know if it'll happen again, you know?
By the way,
I think there's a chance maybe sometime in the future.
I talked with Horst Flasher, you know, over there in Hamburg.
Horst Flasher?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a name from the past.
Well, we chatted with him about 6 weeks ago. You know, he's trying to get something going for April the 13th.
Why? What's April the 13th?
April the 13th is an anniversary date when a group then known as the Beatles first appeared at the Star Club.
And we opened the place.
Right, and he wants to have a big anniversary this coming.
What, is that 10 years or 15?
No, it'll be 10. Yeah, that would be 1977. Let's see, would that be 19?
Oh, it must be 15 years
that would be 15.
Or 16 years ago.
He wants to have a thing going on the 15th anniversary, so he's just, it was an idea he had, you know.
Yeah. Actually, the Star Club was the last time I was in Hamburg. I went down the street where we used to live, and the Star Club was turned into a porno club. we could do a show in there.
Times are changing, George.
Hi, this is Leslie Samuels Healy. And I was born in New York City, and in February of 1964, the tender age of 14, I was lucky enough to be in the audience of the Ed Sullivan Show, and that was the day that the Beatles were there on their first ever appearance, and I was hooked for life. She's Leaving Home, I think, was almost a mantra for me, because I knew before Pepper came out that I would be leaving New York and going to England right at the end of June of 67. And when she's leaving home, the words, and I think that was very powerful for me, though I didn't sneak away silently closing my bedroom door, leaving the note. I didn't do any of that. Everybody knew I was leaving. But it was just very, very strong and powerful for me whenever I hear those notes on the harp coming into it for She's Leaving Home. Smile. I can't believe I actually did some of the things I did when I was younger.
Can I ask you a couple questions about music and stuff? When you wrote She's Leaving Home, where were you inspired for that?
There was an article in a paper, national paper here, called The Daily Mirror.
Oh, yes.
And there was just a story, you know, the kind of story that's in every other week, about a girl. She was the daughter of some sort of rich family, you know. And the whole thing was, you know, early this morning, so-and-so left home. The parents said, oh, we gave her everything. We gave her everything she could want.
Lovely.
I can't understand why she left home. She had everything here. And yet she did, you know, she left home. And the father was really going to put in a court injunction and get the police on
her.
That's
what my parents are going to do. That's why I have to go home in September.
So anyway, we were just trying to, you know, laugh at that a bit.
Thank you.
listen, Paul and Ringo said that they, you know, that they would be willing to do it. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem would be if we decided, first of all, is to make the decision. If we did do that, we'd have to set it for a date in the, you know, ahead of when we decided it, because we'd all have to get out of what we were doing and make arrangements to, you know, that on a certain date we'd do that.
Right.
And as I was trying to explain to somebody last night, if we did get together, all the time needed to, you know, remember each other and remember the songs and decide what songs to do and how to do it and then rehearse to get to a concert, then if we did get it down so it was pretty good, there's no point in just doing one show. Maybe we'd end up on the road again doing another tour.
I love the idea. I think it's great.
Yeah, but then we'd end up back like we were, you know?
Hey, listen, Capitol just put out George Harrison's greatest hits.
Yeah.
They forgot to put I Need You.
I know, yeah.
I mean, I can remember, you know, watching that movie Help, and right near the end of it, we hear a very familiar voice saying, I Need You by George Harrison.
Yeah. That was the tune they played at the end. Yeah,
well,
it was one of those.
How could they leave that out?
Well, really, there's a lot they left out. I mean, I personally thought they were going to put together just the songs of mine since I'd let, you know, since the band split up.
Right.
Because Ringo's Blast from the Past album was just his solo stuff.
Right.
And John's Shaved Fish album was him solo. I didn't quite understand why they picked up on all the, you know, the other ones. In a way, I felt that was a bit cheating. But it, you know, I didn't have any say in that.
The last time that we saw you here in Chicago, of course, was 2 years ago, November the 30th, when you were at the stadium with Robbie Shanker and all. And actually, Robbie ended up in the hospital. Have you seen him lately, by the way?
Yeah, I saw him. It must have been just the first week of September.
Is he well?
Oh, yeah, he's very well. You see, one of the problems is, I found out later, because he and I both have the same doctor in London. Ravi, you know, like the Indian music time signatures, his heart happens to beat in 7.5 beats or something, you know? In a, just a slightly different rhythm cycle, because he's the way he has to sit with the sitar, and all his life he's sat like that, just that the organs inside his body are slightly at an angle, you know? But there's nothing wrong with his heart, it's healthy, but the doctor said he's supposed to carry a card with him in case anything happens, that he just shows the card and they know that his heart is okay. But what happened was they just listened to it and heard it doing, you know, the odd number of beats.
George.
And they decide they shot him up with a lot of stuff, thinking he was having a heart attack. So he spent most of his time recovering from the hospital.
George, you're not putting me on, are you?
No, his heart does beat, you know, just slightly different. Lots of people's hearts do, but they're quite healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You didn't know it was a heart surgeon, did you?
No, I didn't. I'll take your word for it.
I'm waiting in the queue to go to the Cosmic Empire. I'm on the front row view down at the Cosmic Empire. An omnipresent view down at the Cosmic Empire. Truth comes shining clear, it feeds right there. The world's all disappear. it shines brighter. That the cosmic our souls are filled with joy. Can't resist the spirit no one can destroy. You find bliss there.
Listen, the song, of course, that we've been playing now for a couple of weeks in Chicago, and a song that you played for us last night, and one that we're going to hear be hearing a lot of, is a thing called This Song.
This Song, yeah.
And in it, there is a little riff from your last single, You, or at least I thought there was.
Well, you know, you're starting to get like me, listening to every bar and beat.
Wait a minute.
What it sounds like.
I got one more thing to lay on you. I have a 14-year-old son who swears that there is a little bit of the Captain and Tennille record of Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, no.
That's what he told me.
Maybe he should become a musicologist and make a lot of money.
Yeah, he could go to court and testify.
Yeah.
That's
it sounds more like Sugar Pie Honey Bunch to me. You know, I just thought, well, actually, the My Sweet Lord thing, everybody would want to know about that, so we'd use that as the single. But once the album comes out, they'll hear all the other songs.
Right. And some delightful songs. Even what you, in fact, you told us last night that there's a song there that you think Elvis should record, a thing called Beautiful Girl.
Yeah, I actually was watching Elvis at Las Vegas on a videotape with Alvin Lee just before I left England, and you know how Elvis was doing his karate chops, and
right.
He's got a big orchestra and horns and singers and everything, and he does like the big production. That tune, he could do it like that.
Do you have the opportunity to hear other artists do the songs that you have been associated with?
Yeah, usually, because usually the publishing people send me copies, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are so many things that, you know...
You hear the James Brown version of something?
That's
the greatest version of something. James Brown, it was on...
Has that been released in America?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago, Polydor.
We're going to rush right down to the record library and get it.
It was a single, and he re-recorded the very first song he did.
Mm-hmm.
He re-recorded it, and it was on the B-side of that.
Of course, you know, something has now become a standard. I don't think we go to a nightclub show. I don't think we go to a concert hall.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ray Charles has got to have one of the greatest recordings of something, I think, that we've ever played on the
air.
Yeah,
I like the bridge part that he does. But you got to hear James Brown.
We'll get it out.
Fantastic.
Wanna believe, got to believe. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Oh, now, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe it now. I got to believe in something. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me, oh, don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. You got to believe in some. Hey,
James Brown.
Hey, are you going to really go to Keith Moon's wedding?
What is... No, I'm going to a wedding of a violin player who I know, who's, you know, in Bombay.
Oh, in India?
Yeah, and somebody said, oh, Keith Moon? I didn't know Keith was getting married.
Yeah, Keith was getting married, and a report...
Not in Bombay.
I don't exactly know where Keith Moon would be married, but the rumor came out was that he invited all of you guys, and I think everybody except you. That's right. That's what it was.
Well,
it was...
he didn't invite me.
Well,
did you see Keith on the awards, that Don Kirshner awards?
You can't forget when you've seen Keith.
He was great. Funny little fella.
And the winner is...
The Beatles.
Accepting is Keith Moon.
I've got a telegram from the lads. We finally made it, Keith. And everybody that has given us this prestigious award is enhanced by the beauty of your receiving it for us. I've got an open invitation to any of the houses, so afterwards, the best looking in the audience will be selected and will be going there for a late luncheon and an early breakfast. Thank you so much.
Listen, this is a time, you were here in Chicago last night, by the way, where are you leaving for?
We're on our way to Boston now.
You're on to, all right, you'll be in...
I think the jet's actually revving up right this minute.
Okay, I know, you got, in fact, I can hear it in the background, practically. I know you got to go, but you're going to be visiting like five cities real quick, then you're off to India. Do you kind of like the idea, as you were last night, getting back among friends?
Yeah, it's really good, you know, because... There's a lot of things, I know, people always calling up and writing and wanting to know things, and I thought it was a perfect time and opportunity for me just to do it. I could cover like five cities very quickly and meet as many people and, you know, just remind them that I'm still a human.
I just want the rest of the world to know that I don't think I've ever met a man with as much patience as you showed last night. You probably had your picture taken 500 times, signed umpteen autographs, but you did. You took time to have a word with everybody, to encourage people, to accept...
remember patience and prudence.
Yeah.
Tonight you belong to me.
I didn't think anybody in the world remembered patience and prudence. You got it, man. George?
Yeah?
God bless.
Oh, God bless you, too, and everybody who's listening. Thanks a lot, and thank you very kindly. Okay?
Thanks, George.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good trip.
Thanks a lot.
Bon voyage.
Bye.
Bye-bye, George.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I didn't want it to be over.
Well, don't you have some records at home you can go home and play?
Yes, but it isn't the same.
Put on a record and look at the pictures.
Okay, I'll try.